Okay, so in the Psicha I mentioned that I was proposing the idea to take all the machlokes in the sugya basically and divide them into one big machlokes. And that's, do we consider the din of the Trumas Hadeshin to be b'teris sofek, b'teris chomer, or do we consider it to be b'teris vadai? And then basically to split all the machmirim and mekilim very nicely and neatly and say that the machmirim all took on that it's a vadai, the mekilim all took on it's a sofek, and make it very nice and easy. But the problem is, it seems as we went on that it's not that simple. And but I think I do it. First, it was a little frustrating, but I think I have on it. Just for an illustration of why you can't make it that simple, is because the Navy Beauty writes mafurish that it's only a suffix. And Afilohachi, he's machma in the case of Bud Kamiyad, Bud Katech Shivnas is Loy Matsukul. So see, you know, you just take on it's a suffix, and he's using that Rukul in some cases, but in some cases he's still passing in Rukhumra. So it's not that simple to say if the suffix everything's Mutter, and if it's a Vada everything's also. So how are we going to break things down here? It occurred to me something that I didn't see anyone else speak out Mufurish, but it really, there's two different, the din of the Trumas Hadeshin is based on two different svaras. And I think we have to damn each of the two svaras separately, and look at the achrayim and how they were misyachas to each of the two svaras separately. Trumas Hadeshin told me two things. Number one is he told me that a hargosh is a svara d'oraisa, just like Vesis Kavua, and it tells me that when she has a hargosha, something came out of her makar. Dam came out of her makar. That's number one. Trumas Hadeshin tells me, din d'oraisa, the hargosh is a svara d'oraisa, something came out of her makar. Number two, the Trumas Hadeshin tells me that when something comes out of her makar, we're assuming that it was a maritama. It's two separate svaras that Trumas Hadeshin is telling me. In order to come out the way the Chavos Das does, the only way you can be makel is if you have a biur gomor, the Chavos Das has to say that both of them are b'teris vadai. And I think it's clear the Chavos Das does learn both of them b'teris vadai. He learns that the argosha that something came out is b'teris vadai, and therefore it's, in order to take that off, he says that even a bedika, the maskoni, he says even if you made a bedika miyad toich shir basis and didn't find anything, that's not enough of a biur gomor. And it could still be that dam came out and it somehow got lost, even in that minimal amount of time. And Mamelun Khavaz Das takes on that the first din of the Trumas Hadeshin is Tomei b'teris vadai. And it doesn't help to make a tliya. You need a biur gomor connected it. What would be a biur gomor connected it would be l'chayra if she was making a bedika at the time of the hargasha. And yes, the sugya is coming from, we're coming from the sugya of Bodka Teshir Vesis after the end of the Yom of the Oynes HaVesis. But Lekuleyam, if she made the Bedika Bishas Vesis, then she is Tar, even if you hold Vesis Deraisa. So theoretically, if you have such a case, the Chavos Das should hold that is enough of a Biur Gomor. If you waited 5 seconds after, so that's already not going to take off of Ada. But if you had Lomazel and she had a Meich Doch of Bishas Vesis, so that would be enough of a biur gomor, even to take off this chazaka, the svara d'oraisa, the hargosha means dam came out.
That's a din by
vesis d'oraisa? That is a din by vesis d'oraisa. Hold the, if she made a bedika b'shas vesta, then she is tar. Because we know ladies don't, not every vesta she automatically become tar, only if she saw dam. The question is,
it's not saying it's like impossible. It's theoretically impossible not to have done. Like
as we've in the previous year, whenever you have a chazaka deraisa, it's only an idea when there's episomachim for sofik. If I have a biur gomor, I know bivadois that no dam came out, so then that's going to be stronger than any chazaka or roiv or svar.
The question is, what's never the nimuk? Is it in time or inside? Maybe there's some place that it never. Even if it wasn't inside the mechdochuk, you could still say,
but that, if it's in the Sedokim, we know that Chris of Yisrael might have done more than this last Lamasha. It can't be stuck nowhere. She's doing a Bedikas Chayr in the Sedokim.
Right.
So you can Chayr, she was led by the Kiyafa. Well, what are we doing exactly?
So it's never the Nimuk. Did it fell
out? Never the Nimuk is, yeah, outside. The Chayr Pashas fell outside. Or it got diluted with enough Lechus Levana that it wasn't noticed.
Or if it could be massively, it's going to be absorbed back into the walls of the Rechon.
I don't think that's that we're concerned about an option. Fine, so l'chayetz, but if you learn not like the Chavos Das, if you learn that this svar d'oraisa, that hargosha, means that dam came out is not a sharpest svara. As, I mean, for starters, as that's the nekuda that the Red Vaz is arguing on. The Red Vaz is saying, Uriah from Vestas is Mishkan Raya. That was the issue that the Darki Moshe brought up, is that you don't have Uriah from Vestas. That was the Yaivitz's issue. They're all coming on this first svara of the Truma Sedeshin to say that no, a Hargosha is not a Birur Gomor that dam came out. Yes, they all are going to be masking L'chatchila, she has to make a bedik if she had such a Hargosha. It isn't a svara that dam came out. Ad kidei that maybe they won't, but then you have even the in the okay, we'll get there soon. But then there's they're hoping it's not a svara b'diavad at all, l'chara. And then there's still that in the middle ground, as you could say, it's a svara, but b'tayr sofik deraisa. If I have a kli, if I have some way of saying maybe the hargosha didn't show dam came out, it showed something else. So then, even though it's a svara, it might be even a svara deraisa, but mitar is sofik deraisa, and I could take it off with a kliya that would not necessarily be a birur gom. That's all going now in the first svara of the Truma Sedeshin. Then the Truma Sedeshin about the second svara, that roi gom tmei, or that we're assuming the dam, and we're choshish the dam is tamei. So on that, again, the Chavis Gass understands that that's considered mitar is vada. And therefore, if she had an Eid She'inei Bodok with a Maratara that was big, and a Maratama that was Pachas Negris, and Be'emes, I could be telling that, yes, something came out of her Rechem, but it was the Maratara that came out. I haven't gotten to be telling the Hargosha that, even though there's a Svara Dereza, Bivadoyes, that something came out, but who says the something that came out was necessarily Maratama? And on that, the Chavis Gass says, no, we can't do that. We assume that B'teres Vadoyes, B'teres Rav Domin Tmei, that what came out was Vaday Api Roi Tomei. And you'll need a Birur Gomer to take that off. You know, it's finding only a Mara Lovan and finding it Davka Teich Shir Vesis. Because the Adkinik half, the Trumas and the Chavis Gass learns that if she only made her Bedika 10 seconds after her Hargosha and found only a Mara Tor, that's not a Birur Gomer. Where Choshesh maybe also a Mara Tomei came out, and in those 10 seconds, 5 seconds, it got lost. So you see the Chavis Gass saying it's not enough. So, because if she made a bedika 10 seconds later, only found a maratar. Mistoma, that's what caused the hargosha. But the Chavis Gass says mistoma is not enough. Because I have a svar deraisa, I have a roiv gomor that tells me that roiv domim tmei. Can I get that? On this nekuda is where the Noida Behud is talking. The Noida Behud is not coming from the same issue as the Red Vaz and the Yaivitz and the Darki Moshe. They were all coming on the first svar, that you can't learn from Vestas that anything came out of the Rechem. The Neid of Yehuda is coming from the second svar of the Truma Sedeshin. And he's coming to say that, yes, Kenzan, there is a svar of Dereisa that something came out of the Rechem. Bar is going to be telling the Machlaikas, the Raiv and the Razor, whether we say Reiv Dom Tmeim or only Mechzal Mechzal. And if you learn it's Reiv Dom Tmeim, then Arochanami would be a Chazok Gemur, and I'd need a Birur Gomer to take it off. However, he says it's not clear b'chlal. He says it's mucha the Truma Sedeshin holds that it's only mechzal mechzal, it's only midin sofek deraisa. Therefore, if you have him looking to be toiler that maybe what came out, the itochen that what came out was a maratar, so then the Neged Yehuda will be retired. However, if you, according to the Neged Yehuda, if all I had was a tliya, the itochen nothing came out, meichetes the Neged Yehuda is going to be mekul there, because that first svar of the Truma Sedeshin, the Neged Yehuda could hold. Is taka is a svara deraisa bivadois. So be'emes is that just that I'll start going through nekuda by nekuda. I hope clearly. But what I'm trying as a starter, what I'm trying to bring out is there's two separate svaras in the Truma Sedeshin. Different achrayim and even rishayim and luchayim are dealing with different svaras. And the nafkmin is lamaisa. What they're going to be makel on or what they're not going to be makel on will depend which svara. Look, so for example, Chavis Gass takes on both svaras of bivadois. But from the Mekilim, you can split them. Some of them are saying that the first one is the Sofik, some are saying that the second one is the Sofik. And now I think if we go through all the different Nachmanis mentioned in the Paiskim, we'll try to see which Achreinim are learning, which Sfakers are Vadim, which Sfakers are, which issues are Vadim, which are Sofik. Or for example, out of in the Nedi, so the Nedi Yudu was going on the second Sofik, the Hagomi Bera Mechaber, he wanted to say, he said, I'll tell you an Eitzah. I'll tell you an Eitzah to take off my father's Talmud.
The Noda Behuda, you're saying, he held that as Vaday, something came out, the Sofik is what came out.
You're talking about
that. So why wouldn't it be a Birur Gomer to find nothing right away? Why is he machmir to find when you, if you check right away, you don't find anything, that should be a real gomor.
Apparently, for some reason, what the Chavos Das says, that to find nothing toich shir vessels is not a bure gomer. It could be in those 5 seconds, but toich shir vessels, it still managed to disappear. If you had a moich dochet b'shas ha-gosha, that kemzan would be good enough. On that, I didn't find, supposedly the Chavos Das was machmon such a case, I didn't find it anywhere. I did find the Chavos Das in a totally different sugyo, where he says that a moich dochet also is not a bure gomer. He says moich dochet is not a bure gomer, because the moich dochet doesn't fill the entire prize dirt, and the dam could have escaped and gone into the sides and gone through the Chayim Muzdokim and escaped. Only if you have Mamrisha, a Moichdok that fills up all the Chayim Muzdokim, or alternatively covers the Pi Arachim, covers the opening of the Tzav Arachim that nothing could possibly escape, that would be a Birur Gomer. But the standard Moich, the Chavos Das writes, is not a Birur Gomer, it only helps the Drabon, it's not for their Reises. That's a Kotzari Aleph. And I didn't see anyone before how we should help see our sugya. If anything, another sugya very similar to ours, which is the case of Tavuli Nase, if someone basically proposes, he asks her, will you marry me? So then she has to keep shivin the key in because we assume, or chayshish, that a drop of dam came out, a dam chimud came out. And on that, the Chavos Das says mufurish that a moich would help. Whereas he says if an isha had a re'iyah's dam and chayshishir a makos, so it's a shayla v'daraisa, he says a moich won't help him. To be mavara that the dam is not coming from Makar, it's coming from lower down in the price dam. Echshia. But whatever it is, it seems that a bedika miyad teshir oisin is considered a very sharka tliya, but it's not considered a bure gomor. Maybe even a moich is not a bure gomor, but l'chol kochs, a bedika teshir oisin is not a bure gomor. Therefore, like the Chavos Das, and even like the Nedib Yehudu, who holds it, the din when you take it as a whole is only a sophic, but that nekudi he takes b'teres v'ade and a bedika teshir oisin will not take off that svar b'vadois. So I thought that never
heard
of
that.
Love and lachazman. Love and lachazman. On what? Whatever lachazman means. You say
yeah,
the crazy place.
Right after.
L'chayr.
Then vaday something came out.
Right. Yes, fine. Something came out, but l'chayr would be clear what it was. But l'chayr the neighbor should be making such a case. What?
I think his size says you'll tell it on it.
I don't think it was unfortunate to be there anyway, but if you can find it, say it. So I just want to learn from here, though, the Chayyar coming, when the Kudu will come out, is the, maybe the son wanted to answer, wanted to say, that I can answer the kashas on the Darkei Moshe, basically, by saying that here we're talking about, there's a Psichas Makar together with the Zivas Donalach. So that's a shtark enough Birur that the Dam Vagin came out. And look at that, Psichas Makar by itself, That's not like Vesis Dereisa. But if she exists in the Quran, where does Ziva's double lach it is? Mechus Kled, I think that there's some in the Nadi Vida, Mr. Bar. Because that wasn't the issue like the Nadi Vida. He's coming to be Mechazit the first Chazaka. To say that maybe Psichs Makar alone isn't a raya that something came out, but Psichs Makar was Ziva's double lach, that'll be a raya gemura that something came out of the Racham. But Mechus Kled, that wasn't the Nadi Vida's Sofak. He's masking already that even Psichas Makar by itself is a Birur Gomer, that something came out of the Racham. His issue was, we don't know what that something was, Bevadois. And on that, the fact that Psichas Makar together with Zivas Dovah Lach doesn't tell me any more that what came out was a Maratome than a Maratar. So L'chayr, the Hagom Yigod HaMachaba there, is not L'shitas, his father, going to answer the problem. The Dakimashis Kash. Okay, so let's see what some other things we got here. Okay, so what we mentioned was Dika Tzarech Shir Vessels. She made a Bedika right away and found nothing. So on that, the crazy place he was Mako. Siddur Tarech also from Mokrek was Mako. Why? Because they apparently learned that the Sofik Rishayim, the Chazak Rishayim, the Svar Rishayim of the Tumas Sedeshim, was not B'Tayr's Vadayis. That even the Svar Rishayim, that anything came out, was only a Svar Mitzad Sofik. Similar to what Rashi Bema said by Vestas Alain is only Mitzad Sofik, and that's why it's not Matamah Mafreya Bevadois. And therefore, the crazy place is Siddur Tarech Matar. And the Havamina the Chavos Das. Because they understood that the first Svar of the Tumas Sedeshim is not Beteris Vada, it's only Beteris Sofik. However, the Chavos Das and the Nei Reb Yehuda, and also the Pre-Day and the Chassam Sofer, who all asser a Bedika Tarech Shir Vestas even if she found nothing.
So the Havamina of the Chavos Das would seem to be saying that Vada. Well, that was only in the case of where something for sure came out.
Right.
For some reason, it's a little bit schwer. What is this? It's bringing me right to the case of Rakasha without Dham. So what's the Vada in that case? His sushdelf to the other from Bestis to Raisa to us,
right,
to the case of Chayav Korban is the case where it's Metzias Dham.
Okay.
But without Metzias Dham, maybe it's only the something that it came out.
You said what was his raya then?
Yeah.
Okay, I don't know. But L'chaim L'maitse, in his tzad, anyone who's saying that a B'dika Tesher Vesis is going to work is saying that B'dika Tesher Vesis is taking off the first svar of the Tumas Hadashim. It has nothing to do with whether what came out was Tamay or Tar. It's saying that nothing came out. She made a B'dika and found nothing. It's telling me that L'chaim that nothing came out.
Right.
So in order to say that, you have to be nebbing on, it seems, that the first svar of the Tumas Hadashim is B'tar Yisafik. So, which was the Emes what? The Vazdak Moshe Yehud seemed to say. I mean, they took it on maybe even less than a Safik. A Safik that's not Machayik, it'd be Chashish. However, the other case, when she was Baidik Achaz Man and found only a Maritar, so then, the Chavazas is also Machmer. Why? Because he's Chashish, that's there, the issue is the second Svar. Yes, let's say something came out, but what came out? You found a Maralovin. So you want to say the only thing that came out was a Maralovin, was a Maratar. And you're going now against the second svar of the Tumas Hadashim. So the Chavazdas says you can't do that because the second svar is also B'teres Vada. And also the Chavazdas says if it was never the Chilek Me'ahid, let's say somehow part of the Eid got burned up, or it fell in the mud, and now you can't see what was there. So he holds now you don't have a Biur Gomel. And since it's a svar of Deiris, the svar of Gemura B'teres Vadai, that what came out was a Maratame, if I can't be mevar bevadoi, is the only thing that came out was a maratar, so I go back on the roiv and I have to be metameher. Right, also, the Chassam Sefer here also is machmer, because he says because you can't make a tliya since it's only a tliya and it would be connected the roiv. Only the only thing he says is the Chassam Sefer makes a little. He says if the first svar was shracha. The first one was only a Zivas Dovelach, so now there isn't such a starker chazok that anything necessarily came out of the Makar. So then he says, you can be Mekel if she found a Maratar La'achar Zman. Because in Elchanavi, the second Svaro is still a Vadois. But the first Svaro now we weaken by saying it was only a Zivas Dovelach, which is not a Raya Gemur that something came out. So again, the Chassam Sefer clearly took on both of them, like the Chavazdas. The a psichas and makor creates a vadois that dam came out, that something came out, and also we take on b'teres vadois that whatever came out was a marat tome. That could also be, but since I will hear at least Bukhari is coming on that it's not a raya that anything came out.
Yeah, but still, he says,
and that'll be good, but she tells saying, well, the zivas of Allah b'chal. Okay, good. Yeah, we'll have to say that later also. And al chanam. But here he's coming out that it weakens the first svar of l'chayim. Because I think there he says, okay, because also that would explain what the Chassam Sefer is chayshish, even when you find a maratar, you have to be very careful to be mevar that this is the type of maratar that comes from inside the rechem. Why? Because otherwise, I don't. If this maratar might have originated in the Kreisdor, then I haven't taken off. I don't know then what did the Rechem open by. I have a Raya Gemur that the Rechem opened. And if she found only a maratar, so the first Svara is been Kaimayam, right? She found a maratar, doesn't take off the first Svara, the Bavadi, something came out. Also, the second Svara of saying that it was only a maratar, and to say we don't say we're done its name. So that he says also even by Zivas Davalach he's worried that maybe you can't say that unless we know Bavadoyus that the Mara was a Mara that originates in the Rech. Because otherwise I still have. Okay, so here he's sort of playing. The Zivas Davalach is making both of them a Suffolk now. He's clearly requiring you to make Sekas in both, which I'm not sure why. I'm not sure why the Chassam Sefer was doing that. Some say I actually had a problem. No, nothing. Okay. Fine. Then let's see, there's another left minute in the sugya was, what if she three times had a hagosha and was boidik and found maris taharis? Obviously, the mekilim on that, like the chachmasadim, are coming because they say that three times finding Maris Tahiris after Hargosha is being Mavara or being Toila, that from now on, the second Svar, the Svar that Rav Gam Tvein, her Rav is different than Ruba D'Alma. It has nothing to do, obviously, with the first Svar, that something came out. And on that, the Chachmas of Mizmeko, in the Tiferet Tzvi, the Divrei Chaim, the Marsham, the Tutan Vadas. However, the Igris Moshu, anyway, it's clear from his tshuva, is passing like the Chavis Das, again, is Machmedir, because he considers the second Svar to be a Svar of Adois. But I have, as we mentioned, the Chachmas of Mudi'ime, who are understanding clearly that the second Svar is only Materis Sofik, that it's enough to take it off with a Bureau of Shleishapam, which seems, again, is not a Bureau of Gom. Because otherwise, the Chavis Das should agree to it. Okay. It's interesting. The Tuvatam Vadas, actually, I should take the Tuvatam Vadas off that list. Because the Tuvatam Vadas goes one step weiter. He says, not only if she's three times made a bedikah and found a marak tar, is she tar, but which is because it's mavar. Well, I guess you hold that way also, because it's mavar that what came out was not necessarily a marak tar, right? But he goes a step weiter and he says, the three times she made a bedikah and found nothing, she's mukhzik, she never finds anything when she has these hargoshes. Then she's tar even if she found nothing, because he holds it's considered enough. He considers the first sof, the first svar of the transition also to be a sofik. The fact that anything came out as a sofik. So three times she didn't find anything. So shine, I see that by her the psichs makor doesn't prove that anything came out. So Tufamidaz is Uchari's been make on both of the two svars of the transition, and I think he's one of the few who actually was make on both of them before. I think actually the Siddur Tara also. Bukhari, yes. He's Bukhari only saying. See, that's okay, exactly. The Chachmas Avraham is, you can't just say, well, they're both Meiko, they're both Shleimach on the Shloisha Pana. Because the Tov Tam Vadas is saying that not only does it take off the second Svar of the Tumas Sedashim, but it'll even take off the first one. That they're both, only Mitzad Sofik and the Tliya will take it off. Whereas the Chachmas Avraham, I don't have any Echreach to say that the Chachmas Avraham doesn't hold exactly like his Rebbe the Neid of Yehuda, that the first Svara is a Svara Gemura Daraisa B'Teres Vadois. And three times not finding anything, it won't take off the Svara Daraisa that something came out of the Rechav. Actually, you just reminded me that it really works out very good. L'shita, the Chachmas Avraham now is exactly like his Rebbe the Neid of Yehuda, that L'chari, the first Svara is B'Teres Vadois, and it's the second one that's only together Sofik. That's a good point. Fine. I just came as I happened to notice. It's not really directly on the Nakud I'm speaking on, but I'm afraid I'll forget to mention it. I've mentioned a couple of things. Is there anybody who's Machmir on Ziva's Dovalach and she doesn't find anything? Well, Chari didn't miss it, because the Chassam Sofer said a very shakatina. The Chassam Sofer said that even like the Nehru who holds, that indeed in the Tanai, there's a cost of Bibisara, Tagish Bibisara, long result in the Ziva's Dovalach is considered Tagish Bibisara. But it's not a Svara Gemur that something came out of the Rechim, or that Maritome came out of the Rechim. Chayetz HaShakatayna. So I was mistaken that anyone is even going to be Chaylik on that. I did find two Svarim who seem to be Chaylik on it. The Divrei Malkiyo L'Chayim HaFurish is Chaylik, and says Ziva's Dovalach. He says Ziva's Dovalach, you can be Mekel and a Muberis and a Meinek. But Mashmah, that someone who's not Mubaris in the next even Ziva's Dovalach, but the other is going to be Tomei. And Be'emis is that I thought about it, and L'Chayim from the Shev Yankiv, it's Muchach, that he would hold that way, because the Shev Yankiv gave the case of the lady who sneezed in Shul and felt something was Nita's Migufa. Now, what was that hargosh of something being Nita's Migufa? L'Chayim, it's not Psichus HaMakar, and L'Chayim, it's not Nizda Zayed Gufa. L'Chayim, it's more Doimed as Ziva's Dovalach. She wasn't migration. She knew her goof. She was migration that something came out. Something was dripping out of her goof, spritzing out of her goof. And what does the Shev Yankiv say? He says, because the stomach dried up and she wasn't biting me out, but she didn't make it. But it's mashma the belav hachi, he would have been machmer in such a case. Even though the hargosha she had of meat is mimena mashu, l'chayr is most daimer to Ziva's Dovalach. So l'chayr the Shev Yankiv is mashma that he would hold like the Divrei Malkiyo. L'chayr. I'm not like some
sort. Whether it's Ziva's Dovalach, it's a value of something. because we're living with the Yehudim, how is Tarsus, where does Eva has to be felt? According to the Yehudim, Eva is the left, means Ziva, means a Makar. How much more Biru could you want if something came out of the Makar?
It was sort of in print, there's certainly no way to be Yehudim that it can't, it's much less of a Biru.
Exactly.
Okay, I don't know. But, so Enochan is so what? I can't, after looking at Lashon the Chavos, that the Chassam Sofer, unless it's coming out of the second Sfarim book, when he says Zivas Dovalach is because it's more Motsu in Maris Tachoris. It's, okay, well.
That's the Matsmashma, the void of Goshen Zivas Lach is Maris Tachoris.
Who says that?
Tachoris
is that. So it's out of the second, but if the Hagosha is talking about David Hagosha being Zong from Kiyam Makor, why is Takashi more likely to feel Maris Tachoris coming out of the Makor than to feel Maris Tachoris?
He says,
Rodashim is the name of Rodashim. Right, well, true. He is a Shigal Mashal. He's coming out of the second spar of it. Okay, so Lama Zon. And then. So then we have. Okay, this Nikud also, I can't say I'm 100% sure on the first Tzvi, which is very Chashav Alach Lomai, so we'll stick it in here. Even though, again, I'm not 100% sure if it fits into the Nikud, the theme we're going on. But the Tfas Tzvi, and if anyone didn't see it or hear about it, is important. Tfas Tzvi says that if she was wearing tight underwear, basically, so then that's considered to be a Biur Gomer, and she checks it and finds it clean. She makes it, checks it and makes a Bedika and doesn't find anything. That's considered a Biur Gomer. L'chayra, he's saying, that's Kiyu Shiramayt Dachot B'shas Dargosha, which is considered a Biur Gomer that Nadam came out.
He says it by this?
He's going on the Sugi Pargoshes, yes. The question is then whether we can shtel tzu to Zayin Nekiyim in the Yom HaVasis, and we'll have to keep this Tiferes Tzvi in mind when we get to the other Sugis. The Tiferes Tzvi is here by our Sugi. I have it printed out, but I see it. Anyone who wants to see it, I didn't get a chance to see it myself yet inside. I saw it by number of Sfarim now. And so, but here, so he's coming with Chayra Kineged, the first Sfar. He's coming to be mevarer that nothing came out of the Makar, because he's not telling me anymore if it was a Maritara or a Maritama. I mean, I guess it would help also, like the Chavez Das who holds that a Maritara only helps if you found it miad, but maybe, no, because here if you found it in the underwear, we're not going to know if it came out miad or it came out later. So it'd still be a tree, it wouldn't be a birugam. So it's going to help only if you didn't find anything. So he's coming against the first Svara. But I don't know if it's muhach, he holds the first svara as the Teres Safek, because it could be he holds that this underwear is considered a birur gomur, and therefore, even like the Chavez Das, it would be like we said the Chavez Das, that Moich Dochot might help, that this also would help. But Maitse Igris Moshe holds that even this doesn't help, because he holds it's not a birur gomur. Again, Moshe Lashitas is like the Chavez Das, he holds the first svara as a svara gemura, and he holds that the birur is not a birur gomur, the dam could have avoided the underwear.
So it's a
machlekes
matzias,
so we'll check. I wouldn't
call it. Oh, my dad actually did an X-ray or something. Nothing came out.
Right. So the shad is this considered a birur gomer or not? It could be. I mean, it could be. Yeah. It could be enochan. It could be the tiferes seal. It's not a birur gomer. It's a shtarka tliya. It's enough that, and he knows that the first suffix only drabbanon. I'm not 100% sure of that. That's why I said I'm not sure if this that nikud is going to help us. Stek also muberes and meynekes. Muberes and meynekes. The Torah is very interesting because L'chayra, it's Gufa going to come. The Torah Shlomim who says the reason that Muberes and Meynekes are Tahir even if she didn't find anything says why. He says because we find an Avestas, the Misurek is Domin, and B'yem Avestas, there's no Svar to say Davka, they had to see. So he's coming with this, he's coming saying Muberes and Meynekes takes off the first Svar of the Chumas Sadeshi. That he's saying that Hargosh is not this, is well, it is the same as Vessis, but Vessis itself is going to be Mutter by Mubaris Menekes. There's no beard that anything necessarily came out. However, the Sidur Tara explains Mubaris Menekes for a different reason. He explains Mubaris Menekes because we nemon that it was Dam Torah that came out. That they have Lori Ruvia Hafrashas that come out are Hafrashas Tigers, which means he's coming against the second Svar of the Chumash Sedeshim. So the Torah Shlomo and the Sidur Tara, not just that they're saying slightly different svaras and why Muberes and Meynekes should be mutter, but the Emes, the Etzim Yisoid, where they're coming from, is the two totally different halves of the sugya. The Torah Shlomo is understanding that the first svara is only a suffix, and the Sidur Tara is l'chayra coming from the second svara, that it's only the Torah suffix. Rabbi Akiva Eiger and the Chassam Sofer, as we've already seen, takes on both of them to be Torah Sadai. And Rabbi Kivegel also seems to be that way, because Rabbi Kivegel also is machmer on the nefes and moved up. And just to point out that Rabbi Kivegel also seems to be l'shitase, because in the chedusha Rabbi Kivegel, and also I think I did find in a tshuva simen kuf pei, which I didn't mention that I wanted to see, that he seems to be matmir stam on the etzim din of the tshuva sadash. If a lady had a hargosha and then she made a bdik and found a marit tov, he says that's a biru gomer that no dam came out. Could be dam also came out. So how does it help to find a marit tov? So he seems to be taking on that the second svar is deraisa. The second svar is a svar gemurah, that luchayer vaday something came out, and kozman I don't have a biru gomer, a tliya vaday you have, but a tliya, he's saying why is a tliya enough? If rov dam tmeim, connected that, connected rov, it's not enough to have a tliya that, oh, maybe it was from the Maritar. I need a beer gomer that no dam tamei came out, because I know rov dam tmeim. Even the Tesha
doesn't.
No, he's asking, how does that, he's saying, I don't understand the Tshuma Sadesh.
Is that
Teretz
and
Tshuma Sadesh? He didn't argue with Dina on it, but he asks, how does it work? Well, how do you need a beer of government you don't have? So he's saying, it'll be good if he make it, that he holds Mubez and Menekes is Tomei. Because he understood that both of them, here's coming the right of a second one, but he'll have to hold both of them, are svaras gemuras, and that neither one of them, you'll need a beer gomer to take them off. Because the yisoid being again, that all if you hold either the first or the second svar, whichever, or both of them are raya's brura, beer gomer, svaras deraisa, gemuras beteras vadai, then it won't be enough a tliya to take them off, you'll need a beer gomer. Whereas if you hold only a sophic, then even a tliya alone is enough to take it off. And the emes loshon to mesedesh was, you need my loving to be toilet in it.
What?
This neck
is more than
it is, and it isn't though. I mean, v'har ra'i is that you find that the number of achrayim are machmer muberes menekes, because they understood that the muberes menekes are mesulekes from the regular gasless. It's not that they never see anything. So there is. It's not a chazokah gemurah. Fine.
What's with the Givas Shalom? What does he call it?
The who?
Givas Shalom.
With the Tar and Tame. Well, clearly he's not coming out the first one. He's coming out the second one.
He says anything you can be Taylor.
Right.
Anything can be Taylor, even if it's Meluchlach and with love and four, is fine.
So Luchayr, he's coming out. Since he's coming out the Sugi of Maritar and Maritame, he's coming out the second one, not the first one. Something came out, Beseder, something came out. The question is, what came out? So I have Befana and Maritar and Maritame. I want to know, can I say that what came out was the Maritar? So he seems to be taking on that we don't say Rav Dom and Boim, Rav Dom and Tmeim. And therefore, there is a Mech. Let's say he's going to be like the Nerdi Behudov. And he's saying there's a Mech Tzal Mech. So it should be a Sophic Dere Aisel Ahachmer. Once I can say, though, that I have a Maritar Lefonai,
what's the difference between
the
Fana
and that? Anyway,
because it was
Maritar. Because the Maritar is wet, and it's more than the gris, and it seems to be something that came from the Makar. So I have before I something that came from the Makar. The Maritar is not Mukhar that came from the Makar, it's less than the gris. And it's an Echein Abad. I know that this Maritar came out of the Makar. I just don't know if that's the only thing that came out of the Makar. So he says the same. So now, since anyway it was only, let's say, mechtzal mechtzal, whether he's going, let's say he's going back to the Rav of the Razor, it's not a svar vadoyis to say that Rav Dom Tmeim. So, and here I have Bifonai Amaritor that just came out of the Rechem, so I can make a tliya and I can say that, okay, so now I'll be machriya that mechtzal mechtzal. I don't have to do more than that. If you're saying coming from the Mechzal Mechzal, all I have to do is make it 60-40, make it 51-49, that it's a little bit more misaber that it was a Maritar, and now I can already say that it's that I can be Maritar. Or whatever the Agdor to be Maritar is something that I
see.
Well, if you were bringing it Miyad, you found a dry stain in your clay, it's not going to help you.
So
it's
obviously a long time ago. The red one is
wet. See? Well, couldn't know, because Dam Yavish that comes out is also Tomei. I don't think you ever have a Maritar coming out dry. But you could have blood clots coming out that will be tolerant.
Why is it 64 again?
I've tipped the scale. If that, if in a normal lady we say that dam that comes out as a 50-50 whether it's dam tor or dam tome, and now I have bifonai dam tor that just came out.
I don't know that just came out. Maybe the other shells just came out.
Maybe it also came out, but I know that dam tor came out. So now the question is,
the tor was not there from before. Maybe the tor was there from before, because otherwise it would be dry using.
Yeah. I have to know the Dam Torah came out.
It says that it was talking about what?
Or the other way could be also, you're saying it could be because it's from Bevada, as long as it could be. As long as I have a Maritor before, it could be it came out from the Makar. But now I can say that maybe what came out was the Maritor, and it's more misnabed because it was larger, that was the Hargosha. Whereas the Maritor was only a Tipo, which is a Mucha Pachada Hargosha.
Mm-hmm. So if they're the same size, they would be Machmer.
If the amount of tom is more than a gris, then it's anyway tom. Maybe tari is ksam.
Say both of them are pachas and gris.
Can you be toiled a maritor that's pachas and gris? I don't know. None of this one talked about being toiled a maritor that's pachas and gris. They only talked about being toiled a maritor that was more than a gris.
I don't know.
But let's say maybe not. Maybe if the maritor is less than a gris, I have a kliya. Okay, that's why. I need a kliya. I need to say. Now I can say yes, the makor opened. Yes, something came out, but it's yitochan. It was this. In which case,
it doesn't have to be more. It doesn't have to be 64. It's just, okay, he's being very vague.
Does it depend on that? Anyways, it's a difference if they found the suffix or there was a suffix theoretically. It has to be something entirely more.
Because if you don't have anything, then I have at least the mechzal mechzal, which is going to create a suffix deraisa lachem.
And once you find both, it's still not so much. It has to be that the toilet is a little more. That's all I don't know.
Okay, that's a svara that's missing one thing. But Mechobos, he's zichus from the Giva Shol, but he's taking the second svara to be Pechlal not Peter is bad. We really mentioned that earlier, is even though the Nevi Behuda says clearly that the dinner of the Chumas of Nesha is Miter Sofik, but he's Machmer on Bod Kamiyad Vilei Motza Klum. Because the Sofik is in the second Svara, and it doesn't do anything to take off the first Svara. It'll be only Tomei Miter Sofik, but it'll be Tomei. Make a sex fake, it'll be Mitar. Fine. So I hope that now we have more of a hakama in who the kilu, the mekilim, and the machmirim are. Then the question is, with Ladina, would you be able to put together? In other words, in order to be tamei bevadai, it has to be both the first and the second svaras are vadai tamei. Otherwise, I guess it will depend on what you're coming to be mitar her from. It's zicha you have most. I think most achrayim would take on. That at least one of the two svaras is only a sofik. Problem is now you're going to have to start going on an individual shiloh. Which one of the two svaras is it that we're trying to bring a tliya against and figure out whether it's accepted in the paiskim that each one of that this svara is the one that's only a sofik that you can go against. But that's all midin shulchan aruch. Now. I hope that we now have one in the sugya, more of a clarkite in the sugya. I hope more, not less. I hope I didn't make it too confusing. But when it comes down to Allah Lamaisa, I'm afraid that most of this isn't going to be Sunnah Kaif. Because I hope that I'm associated with Levi, and I'm going to add, I mean, I thought he said more, so I'm going to say what I thought he said. But the Ladina Bizman is there. I think that you can be make with almost every one of these cases, because there's so many svaras lahaka. Number one is, which is,
Shiva Shiva Levi,
yeah. He doesn't even say how. I thought he said more. He writes nicely. I'm just going to take the step by it. Number one is we have, and the etzim, how much is it going to help us? Don't know. But Lamais, number one is we have the Radvaz and the Darki Moshe and the Shulis Yavitz who argue Mefurish and Shulchan Aruch. But Lamais and Lamais and Machabra
Moshe.
Darki Moshe seems to argue on the Chumash Sedash. Lamais and Ramah passes it. The B'Syasif writes, as Siddhartha points out, writes that it's Chumras Yisairis. It's not clear what the Chumras Yisairis is going on in Shulchan Aruch. He passes it. Yeah, there's a, what does it mean? Nish Mishayim, but okay, fine. Pashas says it's Nifsek in Shulchan Aruch. L'chaber, Amal, Nemachleik is there. So it's hard to make much of the fact that the Radvaz, Shulz Yaivitz, and Dr. Moshe seems to not hold with it. I would point out that, as I mentioned, some people mentioned, the Sinitar claimed that the Ramban and the Ran are Muchach like the Chumas and Dasha. Well, the Rit, I don't know if I looked it up, so the Sugi in the Gemara in Nafi Beis is, Gemara says that an Isha should not make a Bedikah before Tashmish. Why? Because she's doing it because she's far from it and she wants to be Machmer. But her husband's going to think, Moshpi she had a Hagosha. Oh, let me just digress. When an Isha made a Bedikah three times and found a Maratar, even the Mekilim, who say that now she's Muchzik to find Maris Taharis, like the Chachmas Odmu Deine, almost none of them really say, although some of the Hadidas far misquote them, none of them say from now on she doesn't have to make any Bedika. They just say that from now on, if she makes a Bedika and finds, if she makes a Bedika after she invests, Bedi'evit will be good. Or maybe even if she makes a Bedika and finds nothing, it'll be good. But to say that she doesn't have to make a Bedika l'chatchilo, almost nobody says except the Malkam Shas Chat God. I think that's an important point, so I'm digressing to mention it. But anyways, now the Isha's being bided is about to have Tashmish, and she wants to be Machmer and make a Bedika. So we're worried the husband's going to think, why is she doing it? He doesn't realize his wife's a BJJ girl. And whatever. Anyway, he's going to think that she's doing it. Must be she had Hargosha, this reminded me. And Hargosha, Avadu l'chatchilo, at least, is Machayev want to make a Bedika. And he's going to be concerned, as the Rishonim are quoting Rabbeinu Hanan was saying, that there was a drop of dam that she had a gosha, and there was a drop of dam, and she's not going to notice it. Now, the Ritva is pretty mafur, so the Sivitar is quoting Ramban, who in the Girsi he clearly had in Ramban, which is the Girsi printed in some of the Rambans, most of the Rambans, is that she made a bedika. The husband's afraid that his wife had a hargosha, made a bedika, and found nothing. So that sounds like the transgression. We are chayshish that there was a tipas dam that was never. So in other words, he said, and Ramban seems to be saying that if the husband is mistakenly thinking that his wife had a hargosha and that's why she's baidik, if he would be right that she was being baidik machnas hargosha. So now she's making a mistake in the halacha. She found nothing, thinks she's tar, but really the halacha is like the transgression, she's tar. That is what the way the Siddur Tar is quoting the Rambam. The Ritva says, l'chari the opposite. The Ritva says that, let's see, what was the lashon of the Ritva? The Ritva says that the husband thinks she had argosha and she's being baidik. And he thinks that she probably wasn't, and she didn't find anything, but he's going to be chayshish that she wasn't baidik well, and that's why she didn't find anything. Mashmur, but clearly had she been baidik well, and not found anything, then she would have been, then there wouldn't have been a problem. So the Ritva is before she's not like the Trumas Hadeshin. Now, the Ritva is a Talmud of the Rose, a Talmud of the Ramban, so it's not so gishmak to make a machlekes out of it. The Ram that the Siddur Tar quotes is sosum, is not good
as well. I don't think I should check the
Tokshir versus
or
Axel Shivas. It doesn't say, it does not matter.
Tokshir
Shivas is almost impossible. Tokshir Shivas is almost impossible. It's not like it's not like Tokshir Shivas. Tokshir Shivas means, mamish, that she was holding the aid next to her goof while the. And within 2 seconds made the bedeva. So it's not the stab of that to make a Mukimta, that's what it's talking about. So, but to go back, the Rebbe Zalman is my, so really there's a cash on the Ramban. First of all, it's not Mestab, it's not Gishmak to say that the Ritva is arguing on the Ramban, but if he is, he is. But there's a cash here, which really the Divrei Chaim is Ma'ar. He says, I don't understand, but if that's what the Ramban is saying, that we're Chayshish, he says, I understand, we're either being Chayshish than that his wife's not Ma'ar, or that she's a Rasha. Because she was Baidik, she found nothing. Right? She had a Rasha, she was Baidik, she found nothing. What's the Halacha? If the Ramban holds like the Trumas Hadeshin, which is what the Siddur Tar claims, so now Locha, she's Tamei. So why is she coming in and having Tashmish with her husband? Either she's not Maris and doesn't know the Trumas Hadeshin,
or
his
wife is not Maris.
Really? Either the husband thinks his wife's not Maris, or he thinks his wife's a Rishanta. He says, not Mestabu
B'cha. So Locha, that woman after the Trumas Hadeshin, even if it's not
B'cha. Why should she bother checking?
She knows she has to make a Bedika. She knows that Allah has to make a Bedikah. She just doesn't know what happens if she made the Bedikah and didn't find anything. This is the Divrei Chaim's question. I think it's a good spot. And If nothing else, of the tzira.
She's
a migra dikir all. Okay. So Kriish Kubin Amar, she doesn't know the din of vodka v'le motza. But Lamaisa is, this is Alan Meltzer, I think the stone because of the Divrei Chaim's kasher, is magia and changes the word v'choyshashin to v'choyshesh. Not that we're choyshesh l'dina, that if she's boidik and didn't find anything, that there was a tibas dam that was nevad, but choyshesh, that her husband, this is all part of what her husband's going to be worried about, is that maybe she was being boidik because she had a hagosha, and maybe she didn't find any, and she didn't find anything, and maybe there really was something and she missed it. Not much like the Ritva said.
I think anyways you have to use that notion of choshesh. Choshesh there doesn't make sense anyhow. He's magish, so it's for sure that's what he means, but we're not choshesh because she's doing the bedikah because she's not what to be from.
Well, choshesh would mean, and the din in such a case is that we are choshesh with the tipas da. That's how you would read it, like the way the Siddur Torah is reading it. Mm-hmm. That's the Chayah, the Siddur Torah read. And in such a case, we are Choshesh that there was a Tipas Dam. So anyway, so I think that between the Sezalmana and the Divrei Chaim, I think it's Mestaba that that's really what the Ramban meant, not like the Siddur. And the Tzirah of the, and now the Tzirah, again, the history, you know, only helps you so far, was they have a Divrei Chaim and a Sezalmana. So I think that you can throw in then as a Tzirah the fact that the Ritva was a Talmud of a Talmud. To say that Mestaba and Ramban did not mean like the Siddur Torah, you meant like the Mrs. Amram and the Divrei Chaim.
You'd rather say the husband is a from than to say the women's amaretz.
Well, the Gemara is before saying the husband's nervous. That's before. The Gemara is saying that he's going to be choshesh and then be libay yekfa yitarish. He's going to be nervous and he's going to decline having tashmish because of nervin that's not alpidin. So it's just a question of how far his nervin went.
According to the other reading, I thought he'd be nervous because of his correct reading of the halacha, is he correcting the situation?
Right, so it's for sure because of his narrative, and it's just a question of, is he being nervous two steps or one step?
But the question is different, because anyway, it's from the Gemara of Gimel. Then Gouda asks the same question, the Gemara of Gimel also, are you sure with but she has you should be with Avodaita. She's telling me. Anyway, this is from first Gemara.
Okay, but to say that that's what Ramban meant, So now I have Mukhara, Ramban, Ritva, and once again, we're also the Ram, together with the Ritva, Taminim, the Ro'o, the Tam, the Ramban. So once we're saying now that the Ramban and the Ritva both are saying not like the Tumas Nashim, Mustaba, that's what the Ram meant also. And again, not like the Siddur Torah. So I have now a Ram, a Ramban, a Ritva, like the Radvaz and the Dakimation. But otherwise, again, Ladina, that's not really going to help me so much. Because Shulchan Aruch and Ramah both passing like the Tumas Hadash. But then I have the Neda Behuda and Be'emes, Rav Rishenu who hold that at least one of the two aspects here is only the Torah Sofik. One of the two Svaras of the Tumas Hadash is only the Torah Sofik. And then, just Be'emes is, I think that, I think the Shtark as far is that Nashim Bismanazer are, as the Tum Tam Hadas is saying, what it, we're going to take it. I think we can take the two of Tavidas. Noshim are toys bar goshim. The Zman is, as we found in the last sugya, most Noshim, they get a full-scale period and they don't have any hargosha. But if you're going to do like the Beis Hillel and the Shloh, say that there's a mitzvah to teach women this halacha because they don't know the Tumas Hadashim, you're going to end up getting kama shilas every day of ladies who are nervous that maybe they had a hargosha. And when they got that period, they don't have anything. And now, some of nervousness, they're going to think they had goshes all the time. So, Mamela, it's Toyeb and Dinyanis, and it's Pasha, they're going to be nervous, and you shouldn't teach them the halacha. And if three times they claim to have had gosha and they didn't find anything, I think you'd be saying Muhammad Tuf Tan Badas to say that they don't have to make bedikas anymore because they were muchzik, that they don't know what a gosha is, that they're imagining goshes. And Kol Shekin, you could say like the Chachmas Adam, that when they had a Marat, if she found three times a Marat Torah, that you can be Seruch, that all she's finding is Marat Tahiris, that's your vision.
And
Chachmas Adam
is only if you find
Marat Tahiris? Yeah, only said Marat Tahiris. Tufatam was the only one I saw who said even if she found nothing.
So that you still have to check with someone.
You're right. I'm not so sure that though the Haidah of Svam might not be right with the Haidah of Tzias. Okay, well, no. So if she found she had a hargosha and she found Maris Tahiris, that shows she doesn't know a little bit what a hargosha is, because she found something. If it was a hargosha from the makar, it was something unusual, not the standard hafrashas that are always there that just makes her always moist. But if you found like a significant discharge of a maritar, so then already it's hard to make without anything, because we know that she is, then that she, when she said she had argosha, something is coming out. But I don't think it's going to happen so often. If anything, she's going to find the kind of lachos that's just always there. Like, you know, if you stick your finger in your mouth, it's always moist. And that, as I'm sorry to say, that's not the maristaris we're talking about. So I think, unless, I think that for most women in most circumstances, you can be extremely medical, and you can say also beyakis and muberes. All these tzimufim, I think you can use betziruf for the fact that, now again, if you have a lady who was one of the 1% of ladies still alive today, who yes, does know what a hargosh is, and every month she has hargosh's tzichus in the car and right away finds dam or whatever, so then avadi she has to go by din shulchan aruch. I would even say like Shevet Lady. The Shevet Lady says also, if the lady comes and says, I know I had a Hargosha's Psichas Tia Makar. And you ask, well, are you sure? Maybe it was Me'erg, maybe it was Me'erg, maybe it was only, was it Bifnim, was it Bechutz? And if she's absolutely sure and convinced that she had a Hargosha, and that Hargosha was Psichas Tia Makar, I'm saying, I think you could be Mekel and Zdazei Guf and Zivas Dadalach, like Reid Paisk Luchayr. But if she's sure she had Psichas Tia Makar, and she didn't find anything, and she hasn't had that happen to her 3 times at least, so you can't get around, I don't think you can get around the halacha mefurish and shulchan aruch. But I think that in any case other than that, I think you can basically make tzirufim, whether it's mubaris menekes, whether it's found in maritar achazman, whether it's found nothing 3 times, I think in all those cases you can be mekel be'ikr b'tziruf, be'ikr because noshim b'zman is and don't know what hargoshes are, and the Rav and the Milsa will throw in the Rishayin and Rav Achrein and will say it's a Sofik who say that they disagree with Chumas Hadeshin or whatever it is. But that's really only the Rav and the Milsa. The ikr is because Poshim b'tziruf is ladies don't know what hargoshes is. Fine. So the next sugya now should be a quick one because it's not really the Gael Anaisa, so we're not going to skip it, but...
I have to apologize for using the Nigus Moshe because he passed the Shitasa, but
when he doesn't take into account the Heidegger Metzias as the Shitasa, that he holds the Metzias didn't change, and the ladies, they have Argoshes, you know when they have Argoshes. So I think Rav Moshe Shitasa, had he taken in the Metzias as the way we understand it to be Bezman as a, I think that Rav Moshe would have also been much more medical than he was.
If you're going to take on the first din of the Truma Sedeshin, then he wasn't saying that they Vada had a... Oh, he said he only starts off when they say Vada had a Hargosha, then he starts
off. Fine, so the next sugya is... So we're going right to Kuf Tzadi, we're learning about Ksama. The next sugya is that... So we know Ksama by Drabbanon. As with all good Drabbanons, the Drabbanon were Geizer when they wanted to be, and they, for various reasons, when they didn't want to be Geizer, they weren't Geizer. Frequently special, a dover that's not shchiach, that's not motzi, chazal didn't ask it. So the aloch is a ketana who has not yet reached the age at which ketanas usually start seeing dam, and she finds a kesem. We don't have to be chayshish that it's from her, because it's not likely she's seeing dam if she's never seen dam, if she's never gotten a period, and she's before the age when girls usually get periods, so then we don't have to be chayshish from her. We can, she says, I didn't go to the butcher store, and I didn't paint with red paint, and whatever it is, but we say, listen, you must have done one of those things and forgotten about it, because how else could it have gotten it? It can't possibly be coming from your damyans. So that's Sif Beis Gimel Dalad and Kuf Tzadi. The Gemara is on Daf Hey, which the Rosh should have already seen in the Kiyas, but you can see it again, and Daf Yud. I would recommend do Gemara Asher Taisis, to a Bisyasif Shulchan Aruch Shachtaz, if there's any Pesach Tshuvas I don't remember, but basically Zehu. I wouldn't see any more than that, because it's not the Gemara Maisa. I don't think there's any girls who are getting married less than 12 years old nowadays, and if they are, whatever, if they're not getting married, then they also shouldn't be asking the Shiloh. There shouldn't be any again. But that's the show, when we have Trumas again, so then we'll have to know what makes someone Tommy when she's younger, but at the moment we'll stick to what Talachal Maisa until Mashiach comes. The one Nakuda that Dalim should keep an eye on, and when don't spend time, just keep an eye on it, and we'll go back into it, Bezos Hashem, when we get to Vestas. But in Sif Gimel, so it's Sif Beis Gimel Dalet again. In Sif Gimel, I mentioned that we're talking about a girl who's not yet 12, not yet reached the age at which girls usually see, and she herself hasn't seen. However, if she has seen 3 times, so now she's mostly to be not like rave girls her age, and she is regular to have down. Question is, what's called seeing 3 times? Does it have to be 3 times in 3 separate months, or not? So, the Maisa Aloch is even 3 times in 1 day, But it has to be that she saw, and then it stopped, and it started again, and it stopped, and it started again. There has to be a full stop in between each ru'iyah. What is a full stop? And we'll have to see when we get to Vestas, it'll be very important to be, well, two things. It'll be important in Vestas to know when you can consider something as two separate ru'iyahs linear to Vestas. For example, a common case, again, this isn't, we're not going to go into this, it's just something to keep in the back of your mind. But let's say a lady has a period, right? So she bleeds for a standard 5-6 days. Let's say 5 days. She makes a hafsitaira the night at the end of the 5th day. And on the first day of Shiva Nikiyam, she makes a hafsitaira, does everything. First morning of Shiva Nikiyam, she wakes up and makes a bedika, finds a spot, whatever it is. So now she was sleeping with Shiva Nikiyam, she has to make another hafsitaira, right? But does she now have a vestas for 6 days? Because she started seeing, and now 6 days later she's seeing again. So does she have a vestas for 6 days? Because she stopped seeing for a couple hours in between. So is that considered a new ru'iyah? Again, this is just something to keep in your back of your mind as we're going through. The other thing that will be a little bit nagiya, same idea, is that in the middle of marchdochuk, usually marchdochuk is a chumra, with the exception being on the first day of a ru'iyah, on the unusual circumstance when a lady has a very, very short period. She sees dam at 6 in the morning, and by noon it's stopped. And let's say, for whatever reason, she doesn't have to wait 5 days before making an hafsitaira. So she wants to make hafsitaira already the same afternoon. Then she's mechuyev to make a marech dochuk min ha-din. Because there's a chazaka, the dam doesn't start the same day. It doesn't stop the same day it starts. And to go connected to a chazaka, you need a biur gomel, which is a marech dochuk. See, it's nagar, so you got previous circuit. So again here, what's called the beginning of a ra'iyah? If a lady, again, our case, she saw 5 days, made a hafsitaira, the next morning she saw. Is that considered to be the beginning of a ru'iyah? Now she'll need mi'ikr hadin ha-mechdochuk that night, which most people would not know. Or do we say that, no, it was only a couple of hours, she stopped, it's really just a hamshach, it's a continuation of the original ru'iyah. So I just want the oil, as we do in Sif Gimel, to keep in mind, try to get a feel for what the hagdara of being a separate ru'iyah and a continuation of the original ru'iyah are. And there may be a trimus adeshin on the sugya. I don't know if it's here or in the later sugyas. If it is, though, it's allowed to see the chavizdas. There may be a chavizdas here. If it is, though, it's allowed to look at it. But really, I think that the sugya, what time is it? It's already after 10. I imagine we can finish the sugya this morning. I imagine we can finish the Beis Gimel Dal by lunchtime. If not, beginning of second Seder. And that'll probably be enough time to get ready to tell you what the sugya will do starting the afternoon is. Okay, so that's right. When I say something, I try to mean it.
Where in the
what?
Where in the Sukkot and Daf Yud?
I don't remember, but look in the Beis Yosef, I'll tell you where it is. Because I opened the Beis Yosef, just glance.